This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of This With Krish, the show where I like to talk about faith, family, and freedom. And from time to time, we like to laugh and talk about everyday life and parenting and marriage and everything in between. Now I'm your host, Krish Dokia, and today I'm going to ask you guys to buckle up, because we're talking about something that has divided families, friendships, and HOA boards across America for Christmas decorating. All right, y'all, it's time. It's time to talk about the real war in this country. Not politics, not about college football rivalries, not about what type of meat a hot dog is made from. Nope, we're going deep, way deep. We're talking about when it's time to start decorating for Christmas, okay? Because this right here is a battle line drawn in marriages across the United States of America. And if I were to be honest, it's one of the reasons, main reasons, that marriage counseling even exists. Now look, Christmas is my favorite time of the year. The music, the lights, the food, the vibe, I love all of it. And especially the celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ. I am completely in support of everything that comes along with the Christmas season. If somebody said to me, hey Krish, would you be open to celebrating Christmas for 2 months straight? I'd be like, bro, absolutely, give me that hot chocolate IV drip. But even I have boundaries, okay? I believe deep down in my spirit, in my sanctified soul, that Christmas decor should come up on December 1st. And come down on the day of or day after New Year's, okay? That just feels right to me. It feels holy. It feels quite reasonable. It feels like something the founding fathers of these great United States would have agreed on. But then, there's my beautiful wife. And that's the great divide, which I like to call Krish versus Shannon. And if you didn't check out the episode for Mar-Ed episode 1, go check it out. Now, Shannon is from a completely different tribe, a different people group, a different spiritual lineage. She believes that Christmas season begins, are you ready for this? The day after Halloween. Yes, you heard me. November 1st, 12:01 a.m., she's in the attic with a headlamp like she's kind of searching for survivors after a hurricane. She is ready. The Mariah Carey bat signal lights up the sky. She hears "All I Want for Christmas Is You," and it echoes through the wind like a calling for her. She becomes one with the garland. And according to her calendar, right, Christmas decor or decorations stay up until, are you ready for this? Martin Luther King weekend. That's mid-January. sir, ma'am, babe. That is a quarter of the year. That means we've got trick-or-treat candy still in the pantry and a humongous Christmas tree in the living room. The pilgrims haven't even had time to land on Plymouth Rock in November, and she's got elves rappelling from the chandelier. And I'm like, babe, are we breaking some kind of national law? She's like, no, it's called joy. And honestly, I'm like, joy has limits, right? She's like, hey, not in this home. Now, before you judge us, before you think we're just completely crazy, let me hit you with some real stats. I don't know who provided these stats, but here they are. Let's see, 43% of Americans put up Christmas decorations before Thanksgiving. 25% start decorating in the first week of November. 2% of Americans leave their Christmas lights up all year round. These people are actually called Texans. Now, in terms of how many people decorate or how much people decorate, the average household puts up 1.5 Christmas trees. And I don't even know how you get a half a Christmas tree. 17% of households have three or more trees. 4% have eight or more trees, also known as people whose electric bills are a prayer request. Now, you're like, Krish, why is this even relevant? Because last year in the Dokia household, we had 9 trees. 2 real ones, 7 fake ones, but they were everywhere, okay? They didn't even include the teeny little ones everywhere. Across the house, 9 trees. We had more trees than the Dallas Arboretum, okay? There was a tree in every single room. There was even trees where trees shouldn't legally even be. We had more trees in our house than Dallas, Texas probably has outdoors because we're in the desert, right? I walked into the pantry one day, and I swear there was a small tree, well, about this big, maybe it was actually about this big, between the cereal and the canned goods. And I'm like, Shannon, what is this for? And she's like, it's for the vibes. I'm like, the granola doesn't need vibes. It's already its own crunchy vibes. I don't know. I was trying to make a joke out of that. But look, Christmas decorating isn't just chaos. We have traditions, right? Like the big tree. We always start with one massive real tree. And it's at least 9 or 10 feet tall because we have kind of like this this taller ceiling here. And when we get to Home Depot, they know us now. Last 5 years, they have to plop it on top of our SUV and rig it securely with that dental floss tie down that they do, right? It's the kind of tree that, you know, you need a ladder, a spotter, a chiropractor, and probably a written liability waiver. That tree is a beast. And, you know, when you expand it out, it's huge. This tree is the LeBron James of Christmas trees. Okay. Tradition number two, we have multiple themed trees. Every room gets its own personality. Okay. The living room is classic gold and white. I know this after being married to my wife for 10 years or 9 years. Dining room is elegant silver. The kids' rooms are whatever their ornaments are, plus cartoon chaos. Office, I'm working, but I'm still festive. The guest room, we want to you to feel welcome, but don't stay more than 3 days. And then there's the game room. You already know it's a Georgia Bulldog red and black tree with all the Bulldog ornaments. And that's my tree, and I get to do that one myself. Tradition number three. Every year, the decorating season starts with like the same conversation. And I'm like, I say stuff like, let's ease into it, right? Shannon's like, hey, I already ordered some, you know, more lights. And I'm asking her when. And she says, yeah, last January. This woman shops for Christmas year-round like Santa owes her money. The problem with 9 trees is this. Every tree has lights, every tree has ornaments, and every tree has some kind of personality disorder. And once they're up, we are committed, or she's committed. You can't casually have 9 trees and then behave like a normal family. Your whole house becomes like a Hallmark movie set, okay? And you're suddenly drinking cocoa, hot chocolate every night like you live inside a gingerbread subdivision. You're burning candles called things like let me see if I remember, Winter Forest Mint, Forest Pine Whisper, and my favorite, the Holiday Meltdown Relief. There, she bought that in downtown Grapevine last year. And you're wearing slippers around the house for no reason. And let's talk about the timing again, okay? Because when Shannon starts November 1st, she means it, okay? Our home goes from like autumn, like peach, pumpkin vibes to North Pole, to a complete North Pole distribution center in like 5 hours flat. I walk in like, did Amazon just open up a branch in my living room? I think it was last year we had Garland in the toilet, here's the truth. I can joke about it all day. I can talk about the ornament explosions, the light that mysteriously stopped working for no reason, the kids who hide ornaments in random places under the seat cushions, or my golden doodle who nibbles on the tree and knocks off the ornaments to either eat them or play with them. But Christmas is special. It really is my favorite time of year. It reminds me of the childhood joy, family time, slowing down, dressing up, going to church, gratitude, God's goodness, the feeling of home. And I didn't say going to church just on Christmas, by the way, every week. But as much as I tease Shannon, her passion for Christmas is truly what makes the season feel magical. I know that through her. She brings joy into our home in a way that only she can, right? Where I'd rather put up just one tree, she creates an entire experience. We've even talked about putting an ice skating rink in the winter in a backyard. She creates 6 to 10 weeks of memories where I would probably just create a month of memories. Where I see work, she sees wonder, and honestly, that's a gift. So let's settle this, everyone. Okay, and I expect some comments in the comments on YouTube or Spotify, wherever you're listening. When is it time to go max on Christmas decorating? Okay, is it November 1st, November 15th? Is it Black Friday? Is it December 1st? Or is it sometime in between? For me, it's whenever my wife says so, right? So the correct option, the correct answer is option 6, which is when your wife says so. My vote is still December 1st, right? It's clean, it's official, it's orderly, that gives Thanksgiving its moment. And then Shannon's vote is there are no rules, right? Just vibes. You'd think she was a surfer. Actually, fun fact, she was a surfer at one point in her life. Isn't that cool? Her policy is essentially if Hobby Lobby is selling Christmas stuff, then we should start celebrating. So if you're listening to this right now and you're in a relationship where you two disagree on decorating timelines and you know maybe one of you is the Grinch, like my mug here, take this as permission to laugh about it, right? Compromise, pick your battles. It's not that serious. The naysayer, back down. And remember that Christmas is supposed to bring joy, not stress. And if you're out there with 9 trees like our house, just know you're not alone. And your electric bill is with you in solidarity, okay? At the end of the day, it doesn't matter if it's November 1st or December 1st, whether you have 1 tree or 9, whether you decorate for 30 days or 75 days, that still trips me out. What was I saying? Okay. What matters is the memories you're making, okay? The traditions you're building and the love inside your home and your family and your kids and the joy that they're having from it. For us, Christmas just hits different. Every year it brings us closer, gives our kids joy, fills the house with laughter. Exactly what this season is truly meant for, okay? Thanks for hanging out with me today. If this episode made you laugh, smile, or feel a little less alone in your Christmas chaos, make sure that you go out on Spotify or YouTube or Apple Podcasts or, again, wherever you listen, and don't miss any of the episodes. Hit subscribe. Follow us on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, we're everywhere. I love you guys. And one more thing, we've got some new episodes coming. We've had a lot of sickness in the house with flu and stuff. So we've all been kind of just chilling, watching documentaries and you know, working remotely and things. But yeah, MarEd episode 2 will be out tomorrow with Shannon and I. And we've got a good follow-up from the first episode. Thank you so much for the listens. I think we had something between 5,000 and 6,000 listens across all platforms on that one episode. And also, if you haven't gone and checked out episode 41, which was the in-law episode I did, that one, guys, that one has 84,000 views across and listens across platforms. So that one's a hot one. So it's a fan favorite, let's say. So anyway, as always, I like to end the show with, this will be my second time saying it, but I love y'all.